never changes,
we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to November, and that means that you can, if you were looking for a reason, now you can officially begin to be even more thankful than you've ever been before in your life. And so, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, where we would love to invite you out to one of our services. We have Bible study on Wednesday night. This week, we have a missionary that is going to be with us on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock in the Bible study portion. And we also, I'll be preaching on Sunday morning and Sunday night this week, and we would love to have you come out and be a part of what God is doing at our wonderful, wonderful church. We have seats available. We have lots of ministry that needs to be done. I've got some exciting things that are stirring. I've also got an exciting series of messages that God has laid upon my heart. So if you haven't listened to the Refresh radio program enough to realize who I am and what I how I preach and all that sort of stuff, you can go to the Merritt Assembly at Hop or Merritt Assembly Facebook page, and we have a number of our services live streamed there. I'm still working on getting video iteration number 4 up and running, and so hopefully we will get that up to speed here in the days ahead. But that can give you a little bit of a glimpse into Merritt Assembly of God. Now, when you see those videos, understand that the camera shoots right up the heart of the sanctuary, and people like to be away from the camera. So, you know, my dad said, "You don't have anybody that attends your church," and he knows that we do. And I said, "They just all know where the camera's at, and they don't want to be on camera." We have plenty to do. The task before us is still billions of people that need to know about Jesus. And so we're not ready to pack it in. We're not ready to give up the fight. We are ready to do our part to reach the lost with the love of Jesus Christ to the best of our abilities. I want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804 for all of your block or concrete work needs. Now, if you want somebody that's going to do a crummy job, don't call them. If you are looking for somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, don't call them. If you are looking for somebody that is fly by night and it hasn't been around Brevard County for decades, then don't call him, because Greg is whose number that gets you to. Greg and his team have been doing fantastic work for decades here in Brevard County. So they have the experience, they have the expertise, they have the connections, and they have the effort, the hard work ethic that is going to make your job get off on the right foundation. And so if you want something that you're not going to have to worry about everything that goes up because you know how solid things were at ground and subground level, give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be amazing. So this week we're going to start this week off by talking about Jesus, because who better to talk about? And we're going to continue going over the fact that Jesus is the standard for truth. Let me take you to John chapter 14, verse number 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So now I want to take you back to John chapter 13. This is because we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. And part of that seeking the kingdom of God is seeking eternal truth. And I want you to know, eternity is not what comes at the end of time. Time is just this little bubble in between eternity past and eternity future. And we just have this small little sliver that we call time. And eternal truth is truth here as well. It's not just going to be true in the past and true in the future. It is true right now. So John chapter 13 has this to say, beginning in verse number 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself, and he went on to wash the disciples' feet. Truth is who Jesus is. Truth is also what he lives. What he lives. And so John chapter 13 sets the stage for John chapter 14. And in John chapter 13, we see a glimpse into the truth about God's timing. So the truth about God's timing is this, that Jesus was born in the fullness of time. He was born at the exact perfect time for God's mission and purpose through the incarnation of Jesus Christ here on planet Earth for that to be accomplished. I can also tell you that there is a perfect time when the Father is going to lean over to the Son and he's going to say, now is the time, go get your bride. We talked about that on Friday's program. There's a perfect time. I don't have to argue about it. I don't have to know exactly the right time. You see, if I am living for Jesus and I'm ready right now, I don't have to worry about when the conversation between the Father and the Son is going to take place. I'm just going to continue living the truth day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out, until finally the trumpet sounds and we are gathered together in Christ. It's a really simple reality that men make complicated. Well, is it going to be before or pre-trib rapture? Is it going to be mid-trib rapture, post-trib rapture, no rapture? What's the truth? Well, be ready. Be true to what God has called you to be. Now, I will tell you this about the timing as well. If there is a perfect time for Jesus and there is a perfect time for his return, there is also a perfect time for you. So you do not have to feel as if you're an inconvenience. You're not an inconvenience. You are living right now. You are here because God wants you here. The book of Acts says that God chooses the times and the places or the boundaries where we are to live. That is the truth. This is the time that God has selected for you to fulfill his scriptural purpose for your life. So understand the truth of God's timing and then act with that. And so because we know that we are where we are and we are when we are supposed to be, then we can love in the truth of God's love. So that's what it says there in verse number 1. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end or to the uttermost. So more truth. And verse number 2, it says, and supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. So here we don't see the word so much truth, we see the word know, knowing. It is not just an abstract concept. Truth is something that when you know it, it causes other things to begin to manifest in your life. And so because of Jesus' love, here's the end game of this, is that it's going to result in service. So because he loved his disciples, because he knew that all things, that the Father had given all things into his hands. Okay? So we've got a minister that's going to be with us next June. I've known him for almost four decades. Great, great brother, and has risen to great effectiveness and anointing in the kingdom of God. He's coming to preach at our church. And he used to pastor over in Tampa until he was elected to national office in Springfield, Missouri. So he said that there was a person when he became pastor there in Tampa, he said, "Don't worry, Pastor, I've got your back." And this guy had been raised on the streets of Chicago. And he said, "Stay away from my back until you've got my heart." And it's like, whoa. That's one of those things that I only heard once, but it made a huge difference in my life. It's a truth I don't have written down anyplace. It's a truth I just heard, and it resonates within my heart. So you've got to know the truth. There are sermons that I could preach to you right now that I haven't preached in years because I remember God writing them on my heart. Know the things that God has given. When you know the things that God has given to you, then you don't have to be coveting other things that God has placed in other people's hands. Now, here, Jesus knew that everything had been placed in his hands. He knew the disciples had been placed there. He knew the scriptures that had been placed into his hands. He knew the truths that he was to communicate and the healings that he was supposed to do. Because the things that he spoke were the things that he heard the Father speaking. The things that he did were the things he saw the Father doing. And so he acted in truth. You see, truth is not just who he is. Truth is what Jesus lives. Truth is what he lives. So because he knew what the Father had placed in his hands, and he knew that he had come from God. You know, in 2021, there are a lot of people who question people's motives. One of the things that I have discovered is that many times people with impure motives will project impure motives onto others around them. And it's because of that, and you say, you know, the reason that I know that is I had a customer one time where our roles had been reversed. At one time, I was the customer. He was the salesperson, and he lied to me. I told him that he was lying to me, and, he was just a typical salesperson, and it's like, you know, I know that these numbers don't add up. It's just not that big of a deal, and, you know, maybe we'll get our money's worth out of it in the long run. And technology was changing, and we ended up getting some benefit, but not a whole bunch. But one thing is for sure, when we tried to use the program, the things that he told us weren't true. So our roles reversed. The only thing is, I don't lie to people. I tell them the truth. And I was like, why is this guy not believing me? And I mean, I was selling shoes, so I had to go back into the stock room. I was praying. I was like, God, why isn't this guy believing me? And God spoke to me, and he said, because he doesn't expect he knows that he doesn't tell customers the truth. And because he doesn't tell them the truth, he expects that you're not going to tell him the truth. And so I went back out, and we had some more conversations, and I said, look, here's the reality of this shoe. It's a better shoe than you got on your foot. It's cheaper than what you've got on your foot. And if you want to buy it, great. If you don't want to buy it, it's not going to make a big difference in my life. My commission is not very, very much on this product. I'm here to do you a favor. I'm here to do for you what you said that you want. And I'm it's not worth me lying to you. I had another situation where a person told me, they said, if you lie to me, I'm going to believe you. They were actually encouraging. And I said, look, you might be okay with me lying to you, but my boss would not be okay with me lying to you. So I'm not going to lie to you. I will remove something from my life if I've got to come into compliance with what you're telling me, but I will not lie to you. You know what? I want people in my life who will not lie to me, who know that they came from God. And here's the other thing it says, and that he was going to God. He knew where the beginning was, and he knew where the ending was going to be. And so Jesus served. He served with love. He knew his identity. He knew where he had come from. He knew what truth was, and truth was what he lives. Today, I'm going to conclude this particular little two broadcast teaching on Jesus, the truth. So we need to seek Jesus by saying this. Jesus is not just true in his character. He's not just true in his lifestyle. He is also true with what he says. He is true with what he says. So I strongly encourage you to be a student of the Word of God, not going to the Word and saying, what can I find in here that will support my position? Go to the Word and say, God, what is the truth? Don't know about you, but over the last year and a half, there's been such a huge modulation. You know, if you put an even line, a modulation would be a parabolic curve that goes up and then down, and you know, it kind of has double, it just vacillates, it goes up and down. There's been such huge modulations in the message, and I've told people, I've made this statement, it is very difficult in 2020 and 2021 to find truth. Seek truth. Now, here's the thing. When you find out a person has lied, then all of a sudden it begins to get a little easier. So what I did was, when I started finding out that people weren't telling the truth, I started eliminating their voices from being inputs into my life. I'm not talking on a church scale. I'm talking on a national scale. So Jesus will never lie to you. The Bible says that it is impossible for God to lie, because he cannot deny himself. It is impossible. Okay? So I want to ask you, why would there be a 2-second debate whenever the devil comes in and tries to impugn the Word of God? I share this with you because if God's not true, if Jesus is not the truth, then his words are just words. But because he is the truth, He's the one who was and is to come. He's the one that spoke the world. The scripture says that by him all things exist and continue to exist. He holds everything together. He's the glue that holds everything together. If you take Jesus out of that, everything starts to fall apart. So, there are a lot of people that try to skirt the issue about Jesus being the truth. And so they will say things like this. Well, he was a good man. He was a good man. There are some people that will say, well, he was a prophet, but he wasn't the Son of God. He was a good man, but he wasn't the Son of God. He was a prophet, but he wasn't the Son of God. And I want you to know that those statements don't hold up under scrutiny. Because if he was a good man and yet he lied to you, if he lied about who he was and what he did, if the word of God is not true, then he's not a good man. He would be a liar at that point in time. But I want you to know that he is a good man, but he's God. Okay. So due to an incident with one of my eyes, probably almost seven years ago, I know what was getting ready to take place the next day, so I can always pinpoint the date. I'm pretty sure it was 2015. But I had an incident with one of my eyes, and it altered my vision. So about goodness, Jesus said this: there is none good but God. So if you say that Jesus was just a good man, but you deny that he was God, you have just convinced yourself of that both statements are not true. But he is a good man because he is God. So my vision, if I look at the word good with one of my eyes closed, that word good becomes the word God because of the repair. I'm still believing that my vision is going to be restored and I'm going to be able to see with clarity. That's what I'm believing for. But so when I look at the word good and I close one eye and just look at it, it becomes the word God for me. And so I believe that Jesus is God, and because he's God, he's good. Now, the other argument that people make is, well, I believe that he was a prophet, but I don't believe he was the Son of God. So you believe that he was a prophet, but you believe that he was either lying or he was mistaken, both of which do not pass the scriptural test of what a prophet is. A prophet says things that are true, says things that come from the throne of God, and they come to pass. Now, I want to tell you that there's a third possibility, and that is this, that Jesus is exactly who he says he is, that he is the Son of the living God, that he is the truth, he's the way, and he's the life, and you're not getting to the Father except through him and his redemptive work. Now, there's a reason why the world finds that scriptural truth so unsettling, because that means that the argument that it doesn't really matter what you believe as long as you're sincere about it, that means that that statement is completely and totally incorrect and false. That means that it is not an all-inclusive path, that, you know, all roads lead to Rome. Well, all roads do not lead to heaven. There's one way, and his name is Jesus. And no one comes to the Father except through him. So that means that there are a lot of people who are pursuing things that are not true. That is why Christianity is such a persecuted religion across the globe. It's because it's different. Ours is not about religion. It's about relationship. It also means that the things that Jesus said about accountability are also very true. And that is terrifying for people who have rejected the teachings of Jesus. So I was having a conversation with someone here not too long ago, and they said this was a person who, or they were talking about a person who was raised in the church, but now does not believe any of the fundamental truths of God's word. They said, if you had a conversation with this person, you would not ever know that they had ever been in a church, much less had been raised in church. I want to throw out this invitation on Monday. I want to invite you back to the truth of God's word. I'm not looking to science to verify God's word. I'm not looking to anyone else. I'm looking to God and saying, God, you're the standard. You're the truth. I know you won't lie to me. In 2021, you know, the name of this program is the Refresh Radio Program. Isn't it refreshing to know that you have a Lord and a Savior who is waiting there to forgive you and who has promised that he never will and never can lie to you? Truth is so refreshing. So, a few years ago, God spoke to me and he said, in the land of darkness, light is offensive, but it's also refreshing to people who are looking for the light. In the land of deception, truth is offensive, except for people who are seeking for truth. Let's be those seekers. Let's say, Jesus, show me the truth. Starting tomorrow, we'll tell you about one of the things that Jesus has done to set us up to succeed in our search for scriptural truth. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
My spirit is long, my heart is weak. I need you, Jesus, your presence I seek. Oh, Lord, more of you. This one thing I'm asking, this treasure I seek, that I may behold you and worship at your feet. Oh,